This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history occurred in Orlando, Florida, Sunday morning, but its reverberations are being felt all over the country, including here in Vermont. The Vermont LGBTQ community is galvanizing in the wake of the horror, given the reality that the accused shooter apparently purposefully targeted a gay nightclub. Joining us now is Kim Fountain, director of the Pride Center of Vermont. And Kim, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, when it became clear that the attacker targeted this nightclub in Orlando that was frequented by the LGBTQ community, what kind of response did you see locally here in Vermont?
It was shock and horror. You know, we're still reeling from Amos Beattie's murder. And this happened during Pride Month. You know, it's a time to celebrate our right to live and love openly and on Latin night. So it's affected people across the board.
And we should remind folks that Amos Beattie, you're referring to, was a transgender individual who was beaten and then died of his injuries later.
Yes.
I understand there is an event planned for tonight in Burlington. What is that event, and is it part of a coordinated effort that goes beyond Vermont?
It is. It's part of a much larger effort that especially community centers across the country are hosting, and we'll be gathering at the First Unitarian Church in Burlington and doing a procession down Church Street and ending in City Hall Park.
Kim, when President Obama became the first African-American U.S. president, there were some people who argued that we were now living in a so-called post-racial America. You know, subsequent events really proved that not to be very much the case. I'm wondering if you think about things like the U.S. Supreme Court decision that declared same-sex marriage legal. And when that was issued, did the LGBTQ community harbor thoughts that perhaps their days of discrimination were numbered, or sadly, was an event like Sunday morning's shocking yet, on some level, expected?
Well, we really hold dear the different pieces of legislation that are passed for protection or for granting equal access or rights. And we also know that on the individual level that oftentimes these rights don't trickle down. And so or it takes a long time for culture to catch up. And so we also know that there's been a lot of anti-LGBTQ hate rhetoric on the political scene and in the United States generally. So we expect, you know, we know that these kinds of things can and do happen.
This is the worst mass shooting, as we've said, in U.S. history. There are a lot of layers to this horrible event. There's this apparent link to the shooter's allegiance to Islamic State, bigotry that he's said to have expressed against the LGBTQ community. And there's also the fact that he carried out this attack armed in part with a military assault-style weapon. That's a chaotic mix of cultural, religious, discriminatory controversy occurring in a country that's been watching these issues come to a pretty fast boil. As director of the Pride Center of Vermont, are you seeing this atrocity through one lens as chiefly indicative of discrimination against LGBTQ people or within a larger context that deals with all of these problems?
We have to look at it in the broader context because our lives are complicated. You know, we're not single issue beings, and so we're affected by multiple issues across, you know, and so when it comes to things like, you know, the assault rifles and LGBTQ identities, you know, it's just something where we have to respond in a coordinated community response. So what ends up happening is we have to have the police on board, we have to have religious leaders on board, and we have to have, you know, the LGBTQ community mobilized, and that's what's happening here in Vermont.
And speaking of the police, I understand that Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo contacted you shortly after hearing this news.
He did. He was incredibly supportive. He texted me and we talked for a while about how we want to hold this vigil, who's going to be invited. He's made some really excellent connections for me, including to the Imam of the Islamic Society of Vermont, who will be there with other religious leaders. So he's been absolutely supportive.
Do you think that the Vermont community can be just one example of a community that can come together, bring all these elements that you're just talking about here together to put up a show of solidarity? I know these are early days after this terrible event, but are you looking to make a very, very strong statement about what happened?
Absolutely. You know, we have almost 900 people who said that they're going to tonight's event, and there are people from both the LGBTQ community and from our ally community. So I think that Vermont is a unique place in our how small we are and how well we know one another. And so when we come together, you can really feel the bonds between people. But I will say that similar events are happening across the country. So I think the LGBTQ community absolutely understands the need for solidarity.
Kim, finally, do you see an event as horrible as this is? And we've seen events as horrible before. Newtown comes to mind, obviously. Do you see this as perhaps being a turning point in some way of seeing a kind of change in this country so that these events, there have been 14 mass shootings since President Obama took office, that perhaps maybe we'll see some kind of change?
I really hope that there's going to be change. I hope that there's going to be change in banning assault rifles. I hope that there's going to be change in thinking that two men kissing should not be an act of bravery that incites homicidal rage. I hope that there's a change where we can come together and find peace.
Kim Fountain is the director of the Pride Center of Vermont. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much.